Father Ben Cameron, our spiritual director. Let's head to the phones and let's start with Cindy, listening in Phoenix. Hi, Cindy. Thank you for waiting and welcome to The Inner Life today.
Hi. I just really wanted to call. It was the perfect time. I wasn't listening to the radio and I happened to turn this on and just hear exactly what I went through. I had my abortion 20 years ago and the cradle Catholic and very much lived a life of just kind of this radical feminist. Didn't want to get married, didn't want kids. I'm very professionally driven in school and education, and did a lot of things that hurt me. At the time, I had no idea because I was empowered. And I met my husband, who was pretty much the same, cradle Catholic, kind of fallen away. And throughout the entire time, I suffered from just severe anxiety, thoughts of suicide in my younger years. So I went through this, period of time where I couldn't figure out why I was yelling so much, and why I was so angry. Why all these answers? I just knew I suffered from it, and it was something I was always taking to the confessional. I just didn't know how to heal it. And so I went to a healing mass and just prayed for our dear Lord to heal my anxiety. And literally that's when Reach for Vineyard started coming to my life. I had heard before every year throughout my life after the abortion, but just never thought it was for me, never wanted to experience anything like that. My heart wasn't softened to hear it. And I think the healing mass allowed me to hear it. It brought the movie Unprotected into my life, and I actually sat down and watched it. And it opened my eyes to just so many graces, to our love, gentleness as a father. And I actually went. I didn't have the money. I didn't want to go because I didn't have the money. And then literally God allowed this opportunity that gave me the exact amount of the registration fee. And it wasn't even an issue. They said, no, come. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go if I can't pay. And so God allowed everything to happen for me to go. Even when I was about to walk out of the car to go, I didn't want to go. I was crying. I just didn't want to be there. And I know that was the dark one preventing me from receiving the many graces that I received. And literally when I got home, it was this enormous amount of joy. Like I have four children now, and it was like I was bringing a newborn's home. I was bringing them home. I was so happy. And I knew I still had a lot of healing to do, but I can't tell you, when I walked through the door, I literally was just, I wanted to share with my children, that they have a brother and sister. It was the most beautiful healing I've ever received in my life. And I thank God every day for it. And I'm into scripture now as a daily part of my life. And I'm 40 now. And so it literally took me more than 20 years to come to terms with the pain that happened within my body. But, also the rape that I never acknowledged because I always thought it was my fault. So I just want to encourage every woman out there, no matter what age you are, to really soften your heart and even go to a healing mass if that's what's needed.
Right. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And I bet your husband was like a new marriage as far as... A new woman when you came home from mm-hmm. that too. We have a couple that's a member of our team in Kentucky, and when they made their retreat, they said it was the best thing ever happened to their marriage because they were able to see each other and to love each other in much more deeply than they ever had before because of having gone through that healing. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sharing that. And it's so beautiful. And I know that there's at least three Rachel's Vineyard teams out in Arizona. I think Prescott, Phoenix, and Tucson, I think all have teams. So I'm glad you were able to go to one. And,
Just the thought of thinking I didn't need it, I think, is what just, mm-hmm. Never, like I said, I heard it every time after Mass and the bulletin, And I just thought, you know, I confessed it. I'm good. I don't, you know, I'm at peace with it. But my, our dear Lord is so awesome. He's such an amazing Father. And yes, the opportunity to share, for people to just listen, like you said, I don't think that power was just so powerful, just to share story exactly as it is, and just to embrace that hurt, and knowing that He loves us.
Right. And experience that through the living scriptures too, to experience His love,
yes,
and to experience it, to meet Him. You know, we really encounter,
yes,
Him through the retreat process. It's a real personal encounter with Jesus. And so, yeah, I'm so glad you had that experience, and so glad that you called in to share that, because I think a lot of people, they think that, well, I've confessed it, I'm done, and they don't realize that our Lord wants to take the healing so much more deeply, you know, and heal the emotions as well. So thank you.
Yes.
Cindy, God bless you. Thanks for calling in today. I'm going to just trust that it was providential that you would turn the program on today, hear what we were talking about, and calling in to share what is really a beautiful and extraordinary story. Thanks for joining us today. We